The Dark Side, Alex Hunter, Book 9, written by Greg Beck and read by Sean Mangan. Olga slipped in the blood. Breach lights turned slowly overhead, bathing everything in a hellish red glow. And from somewhere a klaxon horn blared its warning, further tearing at her nerves. Tears streaked her blood-spattered face as she scrambled to her feet and nearly fell again. The floor was awash with blood and a sticky black slime, with tattered remnants of clothing everywhere. They were all gone, all 21 of them. Only Victor and herself had remained, and she didn't think he'd made it either after they became separated. But then she heard him scream in fear, and then agony. The thing had been smart, smarter than they ever could have known. It cut the communications, and knew it only needed to wait. Wait until someone came. From Earth. Svolok. She knew the supply ship would come from Earth, certainly. And come early, because the communications had been interrupted, and they wouldn't know. And then they would walk straight into the creature's trap. It seemed the creature didn't just feed on them, but on their memories as well. That's how it grew smart. Olga stopped running, as her confused and frightened mind worked overtime trying to make a plan. If she stayed here, she was as good as dead. And if she were dead, there would be no one to warn them. She grimaced. The creature would get back home, to Earth, and then everything would be finished. Everything. She was resolute. The thing must not be allowed to get back home, or even make it to the American base. Olga had been told by her superiors to stay away from the Americans, but she was a human being first, and therefore she needed to warn them. She began to run, and her mind also accelerated, as she settled on her priorities. She needed to warn people, and she needed to destroy the base. "Faster!" she hissed between clenched teeth, as she sprinted down a straight corridor, her lungs burning. She felt dizzy and knew she needed her medication, but there was no time to retrieve that now. Olga headed for the power generation room, and only slowed when she discovered the corridor leading to it was covered in sticky black webbing. The foul-smelling material coated the walls, floor, and ceiling, creating a tunnel that looked like it should house some sort of insect or spider.